Hey guys, it's Taylor. Welcome to the Love Taylor album experience on Spotify. I created this experience for you to bring the album Lover to life, and I really hope you love it. Check it out below.
That felt right. I am Tom Takar, joined for the first time ever by Jeff Sheen.
Yeah.
The Sheen of me.
Yeah. I'm Tater Salad now.
And our guest, and our guest this week, people are going to stop listening now, as they should. Don't worry. Fear not. You still have your trusty Prince of Snarkness as a guest this week, Tommy McNamara. How are you, buddy?
Good. I'm excited to be a guest so I can finally get treated with some respect.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, we'll see about all that.
And to quote Taylor Swift right off the top, why you gotta be so she?
I don't even sit on that one.
I'm gonna podcast with him anyway.
That's a different song.
I don't know. Yeah. I forgot what the song was that you were referencing. I was thinking of, you know, why you got to be.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a completely different song.
Yeah, you're not wrong about that.
So this is Love, Tommy, the interactive experience where we talk about the Taylor Swift album Lover, and I hope you love it.
Oh, shit. Oh, boy. People are fired up about this one.
I'm one of them. I'm so excited. I was like very nervous about this album, and I'll show you why right off the top. I'm going to play the bridge from the first single, which we might have talked about in the show. Did you hear the song Me by Taylor Swift, Jeff?
Is that the one with the Panic at the Disco
that
guy?
That is the one with the Panic.
Oh, yeah. I watched the video on the way here. They speak French.
So I'm gonna go to the bridge. And this made me think that we were gonna have the worst Taylor Swift album ever, and I was very nervous.
This is the first thing
that came out after years.
Insane.
After Reputation, which was my least favorite Taylor Swift album.
Right.
I was hoping this was gonna be the bounce back, and then this is what we got. So that was so bad.
Yeah, that's rough.
You can't spell awesome without me.
That is brutal.
But if we got Panic at the Disco back into people's ears.
That is true and fair and good.
Yeah, he's got bills to pay.
I was at a wedding this weekend, and I had that "What a Beautiful Wedding" stuck in my head the entire weekend, and I kept singing around the house. I was like, probably a bad song.
It's a bad
to
omen.
Sing around the wedding party. I also want to point out real fast. I just asked Jeff Sheen to hand me my phone, which was sitting charging on the couch, only to notice that he had replaced my charging phone. With his own phone.
I was dying.
No questions asked.
I need a juice.
Mr. Steal Your Charger.
Yeah.
It's the Wild West out here.
I got to plug in, you know. Get me connected.
You don't ask somebody if you can
I think I quietly said, hey, Tom, I'm going to plug this in.
I don't think you did.
I think I said it under my breath. Not my fault you couldn't hear me.
Okay. Before we get into this album, which I love so much, I want to talk. Let's hear... What are you guys' thoughts on Taylor Swift from the start? What did you think of her? Have you loved her? Did you hate her? Did you not care? What do you think?
We talking whole career, or Taylor?
Whole career. Start from
Jeffrey. You go first.
Start from Taylor Swift.
I like Taylor Swift.
Nice.
I think she's fun. I think she, you know, and what she's doing now is a little political.
Oh,
I was
and it's
say,
about time.
Oh, I was going to go the other way. I liked apolitical Taylor Swift. And you could still fantasize that, you know, her MAGA hat.
That was a big, internet message boards talking about how she was a secret Aryan princess was a big thing that was going on.
Was it really?
Yeah. That's the next Disney princess, right?
Yes.
The Aryan princess.
Aryan.
Yeah, I got Ariel, then you got Arian, you know.
That was the joke.
Oh, I'm sorry. I need to spell things.
Oh,
well, you should take a lesson from Taylor Swift. She said spelling is fun. So they actually, that is something interesting about that song, Me, is the in the original single version, they say, hey, kids, spelling is fun before that bridge. And they took it out because people made fun of it so much.
Oh, yeah. That's
that
corny.
They changed it. Like
they pulled
Sonic.
Like Sonic, yeah. Yeah. Which I stand by. I hope Sonic comes back, but with a big ass.
Yeah, you want big puss Sonic.
I want that to be the only thing they change. Give him a, or a floppy peen. Oh, I'm sorry.
I hope everyone
we're body shaming guys with floppy peens.
I hope he farts with his big ass.
Tom, what do you think of Taylor Swift?
All right, I've had a lot of mixed feelings about old Tay Tay, and I lean towards kind of indifferent. She doesn't really do it for me the way that I. You know what's funny is listening to this playlist today. Kacey Musgraves came on after it finished, and I was like, oh, yeah, I like Kacey Musgraves. I don't know what it is that's different, because it's obviously in the same realm, but for some reason I like her more, and maybe it's the and maybe Kacey Musgraves grew up super rich, too. There's something about that that, like, takes it away. I don't know. Wait, is that her story, that Taylor Swift grew up rich? Or like her
yeah, they're the king and queen in Nashville or something, weren't they?
Right.
Well, they were from Pennsylvania, but...
Oh, well, you know.
Then they moved to Nashville.
But... Oh, almost like how Obama moved from...
Yep, just like Obama in Hawaii.
Yeah, I was all in on Taylor from the start. We're the same age, which I think is destiny.
You're the same age?
Yeah, we are. We both look equally good.
Yep. A couple of 24-year-olds.
You're like me and Andy from Toy Story. So I was kind of off. I kind of just don't keep up with her. I've never been like a full album guy of hers. I've liked some of the songs. I like Bad Blood. I like the, what's the one that's like, I'm in the bleachers.
You Belong With Me?
Yeah, that one's fun.
I like the Why You Gotta Be So Rude.
I love Why You Gotta Be So Mean on a podcast with Jeff Sheen.
It's courageous. She knows my name.
He's Tater Salad.
A Disney princess named Ariel.
I like that.
Yeah, that's a good one.
But there's something about her that always, I don't know what it was. You know what it is partially is the Kanye stuff. Mm-hmm. And I know that she gets to come out of that now looking a little better because he's gone off the rails so much, but I hated that.
What was with the Kanye so with the Kanye stuff? He took the mic from her, right? Is that it? Was that just the thing?
We have Entertainment Weekly's Jeff Sheen.
Did that just happen a few months ago?
It was
or
10 years ago. It was literally 10 years ago.
More like Entertainment Geekly, bitch.
That was 10 years ago?
You know what's crazy? Entertainment Weekly switched to monthly, but they're keeping the name Entertainment Weekly.
Yeah, that is weird.
Isn't that kind of fucked up? What do you think about that, Jeff?
Yeah, speak on that, Jeff.
What do you mean? They're monthly?
They're not only going to be a monthly magazine, but they're going to still go by Entertainment Weekly.
Who books it?
It's weird.
Magazine editor?
It's weird that they went from how often I tell people I brush my teeth to how often I do brush my teeth.
And when you do it weekly. So anyway, this album's great.
Yeah, so you were pretty anxious about this album coming out.
Yes, I didn't like the second single either, which actually happened with Reputation. I didn't like either the first two singles, and then the third single I really liked.
Yeah.
And that happened again with this one.
What's the second one?
The second one was You Need to Calm Down. I'll play a little of that.
Oh, I like that one.
And I actually have come around on it.
It's fun.
Yeah. So this next song is 5 words. I want to say to Jeff Sheen, you need to calm down.
Shots at me like it's Patron, and I'm just like, damn, it's 7 a.m. Say it in the street, that's a knockout, but just say it in a tweet, that's a cop-out, and I'm just like, hey, are you okay? And I ain't trying to mess with your self-expression, but I've learned a lesson that's stressing and obsessing about somebody else is no fun. And snakes and stones never broke my bum, so uh-oh. You need to calm down. You're being too loud. And I'm just like, uh-oh.
do you think of that, Joe?
I love it. Because she, like, she like raps a little.
Yes.
And it's very, like, about time.
That was what you were waiting for the whole time.
I've been wanting to join, but I was like, Didn't she rap?
Who is this one about? Is this Katy Perry again? What is this?
We know? It's like a, it's a response to people being mad about LGBT issues.
Yeah, it's her going after Fred Phelps, the Westboro Baptist Church.
Well, the video is just her and Fred Phelps kind of playfully fighting.
You know, he's
like tug of war.
Yeah, in a fun way.
Like a little food fight, you
pillow
know?
Fight shirt.
I really don't like the way she rhymes damn with 7 a.m.
Oh, that's bad.
I really don't like it. Yeah.
I think it's fun. That's not great. Because you could, in that case, rhyme any time of day.
Yes. Oh, yeah. We're talking about legs, like you got nice gams.
Why wouldn't she say, she should have said something about Jim and Pam.
Oh, obviously. Yeah, The Office. Like, people like The Office.
Jim and Pam at 8 p.m.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
so bad.
It's showtime. Or prime time.
Good promo, yeah.
That's good. Oh, God, it would be so bad.
Well, it's a, yeah. It's a pro-gay video, so it'd be Jim and Jim and Pam and Pam.
So you think that there was going to be gay relationships on The Office?
You think that they just edit. They had a gay character. You think they just, like, splice the screen to make it, like, Pam kissing Pam? Yeah, the show is over, you know.
And then Jim looks to the camera like, hmm?
But he's, like, looking at a other dick Jim. That's supposed to be Jim's dick.
Other Jim's dick.
So this is the world. And so, and then it also doesn't work for the song part anymore.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's why I like Parks and Rec, to be honest with you.
Wait, why?
Because now that makes sense. Not This Office.
What the fuck are you talking about?
So I love this album.
We have that touchstone.
Stone, I want to touch his Emma.
Oh, shit. No, hey, he's a... What are you... wait, who said that on...
Damn
that
guy from All American Rejects.
Yeah, he almost slipped her the tongue. Yeah. The only thing I want to slip her... is money that's adequate to what she deserves to be paid.
That's nice.
As a female actress, she's getting less than these men, you know?
Yeah,
yeah. I want to slip her the extra money she deserves. That's the only thing I want to slip.
I agree 100%.
We happy with this?
Okay, so now we're going to start with the 6 songs that I like from this album. And one thing that I found crazy, there are 18 songs on this album, which is objectively too many.
And that's how you feel about number of years of your partner as well, that they've lived. 18's too many. That was a weird way to go about that.
Yeah, that was like my Jim and Jim and Pam and Pam.
I wouldn't go that far.
So one thing that's interesting is so there's 18 songs, and the reason that is, or at least the theory is, every pop star now, they make their albums way too long on purpose because it inflates streaming numbers, and that's like the only way to make money off streams. This is why the new Drake album is like 21 songs, and all these that like people aren't making the albums to be a cohesive thing. They're just making them to have as many possible songs as they can.
It's always about money.
So if you were going to cut some from this album, I would definitely cut those 2 singles.
Sure.
But I would keep these 6 songs. And what's crazy is the first 3 songs I picked, first 3 songs in the album.
Is that right?
Starts
on a bang. I got to say, I listened to the whole album today. I gave it a few spins because I hadn't listened to it at all, and I wanted to be in on the hot takes about it. I was kind of surprised with your picks.
Oh,
there's a couple songs that I was surprised were left out.
Okay, yeah. Let's get to them. So yeah, though, we're going to open with the album opener. I forgot that you existed. Something I wish I could say about Jeff Sheen. I love you, Jeff.
See, now you're being mean to the co-host.
Yeah, see, look
that's
at
weird
that.
To call it. You're not the co-host.
I'm the co-host. Hey, nice to have you on, Tommy.
All right.
How many days did I spend thinking about how you did me wrong, wrong, wrong? Lived in the shade you were throwing till all of my sunshine was gone, gone, gone. And I couldn't get away from ya. Hear my feelings more than Drake, so yeah. Your name on my lips, tongue tied. Free rent living in my mind. But then something
magical night. I forgot that you existed. And I thought that it would kill me, but it didn't. And it was so nice. So peaceful and quiet.
So I was showing them, one thing that I think is interesting is that Spotify now, they don't play music videos, but yeah, if you click on the song, they play these like 5 second loops.
I really hate it. It was jarring to watch earlier.
Oh, that wasn't from the video?
That's just, maybe that's a clip of the video.
Yeah, I don't know how it works, because each one has, but all 18 songs have like basically a vine, and they do it on a lot of new albums.
Uh-huh. I don't like it for this. It felt like that Uncanny Valley sort of thing where I was like, it's not a video. So you're like, oh, it's just her doing it over and over again. And it felt very strange. Because it's not like you're hearing the song over and over again, like in 6 seconds. Yeah, it felt weird.
That'd be annoying.
The weirdest one is the new Haim song, Summer Girl. It's like a loop where it's someone like walking down the sidewalk and they just keep walking through the frame. And it's very like deja vu, glitch in the matrix.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I'm freaking out a little
bit. That's how I felt. There's a song with her and the Dixie Chicks that I was listening to today that I really enjoyed.
That one's really good. And it was too sad. I thought.
Yeah,
it's
I figured that was what it was. Yeah.
It's really good. But
Great song. The one of the for this video is her playing pool. And I gotta say, I don't think she knows how to fucking play pool.
So yeah,
if she's climbing on my pool table to take a shot.
Check
get
it
a bridge,
oh, she's
bitch.
Crawling on the damn thing.
Those noodles are expensive.
Yeah,
she's got both knees fully on the pool table, which can't be regulation.
That there's no way. Yeah. I watch a lot of ESPN pool.
Oh yeah,
that gets you thrown out of the fucking building.
Yeah, you're a trick shot guy, right? You love a trick shot.
Oh, I used to watch trick shot. I'm not even kidding. That's how lonely of a child I was. I would watch trick shots on ESPN2, and then I would go downstairs and try to do them. I go, I don't know how these fucking guys do this.
Yeah.
Hours of practice, never landed a fucking trick.
And you're bad at regular pool.
Hey, I'm good at regular pool. Oh, I just broke this glass over your face. You're in my home now, bitch. So that's legal. I'll say I didn't invite you.
What do you think of that song?
I thought it was fun. I think it's good, like, if you got an ex, you want to hear this.
And if you don't got an ex, talk to us. How did you do that? You don't have any exes?
Are you
a child?
Ex, you are the ex.
If you don't know who the mole is, you are the mole. We're talking about the mole this weekend. Anyway,
that song is about Calvin Harris.
Damn.
Is it really?
Not Calvin and Hobbes.
No.
Which is what a lot of people got confused.
Wait, Calvin and Hobbes.
One of my favorite Onion jokes was they did a headline that was just like Taylor Swift announces breakup from Garfield creator Jim Davis. That was so funny.
Oh, man, that's great. Let's see here. Swift, when Swift was writing Reputation, her previous album, she was reeling from a series of public controversies, including a run-in with Kanye West over the rapper's famous lyrics Bad Blood between her and Katy Perry, and a beef with Calvin Harris following the end of their relationship. Swift has now moved on. She has found freedom and closure from her heartache.
Oh, good.
That's what this is.
I don't know how you can forget that Calvin Harris existed, though. He still makes good tunes.
Are you a Calvin Harris stan?
What kind of songs are we talking that you like from Calvin Harris?
Did he do I Met You in the Summer? Is that right?
I think he did.
Yeah, when I met you in the summer. You know, I'm a...
Your musical tastes baffle me. I remember when I lived with Jeff briefly. Well, I don't know if you call it living with, if someone sleeps in your living room.
Yeah, I'm more like, I just kind of broke in and squatted.
It's like if the TV show Crashing, Pete brought a full bed with him everywhere he stayed.
He just moved your dinner table out of the way.
Well, you were into like such like techno-y, like...
Oh, yeah. I love some EDM, baby.
Erectile dysfunction music.
It kills my damn boners. I'm always covered in boners.
Made popular by Limp Bizkit.
Damn, if he did EDM, that would be a perfect Still great.
He just came out. Fred Durst just directed a movie with John Travolta called The Fanatic that looks so bad, and it got like an 8% on Rotten Tomatoes, and all the pictures from
we gotta
so
watch
funny.
It. Yeah, we should do a movie interruption for the show.
Yeah, this is Tom and Tommy Loves Movies.
Tom and Tommy Love Durst.
What was that Calvin Harris song again?
I Met You in the Summer.
Well, this is a much better song about the summer, and it's called Cruel Summer, and it's my favorite song on the whole album.
Let's hear it, baby.
And this song was co-written by St. Vincent, which I find interesting because St. Vincent just helped produce the new Sleater-Kinney album, which sucked. And I love St. Vincent.
Wait, why are you talking like... Shit, now I can't remember. It's like a character in a fucking show that I can't remember now.
Is it Jim Damn and Jim?
It is Jim and Jim.
But it was so weird because St. Vincent worked with two of my favorite artists, Sleater-Kinney and Taylor Swift, and the music she made with Sleater-Kinney, I think, is the worst music they've ever made. Uh-huh. The song she made with Taylor Swift, I think, rules.
Hell yeah. And Perd Hapley as well, by the way, who I was trying to think of.
Just favorite
yes,
show, Parks
exactly.
and
Oh, yeah,
Parks
and Rec. Yeah. It just made sense.
All right, I'm going to skip ahead to also the video on this is the little loop is her playing the drums and she does not touch a single drum in the loop.
That's impressive.
It is actually impressive.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that is from the video.
All right, I'm going to skip ahead. So this is the end of the chorus. Then we get into this bridge that I love so much. Can't relate to that. Being drunk in the back of a car? Come on.
Oh, she's crying like a baby coming from the bar.
Oh, you've done that.
No, Jeff's been drunk in the front of a car, you know what I mean?
Yep.
Let's just say on the where the driver's side is.
Yeah,
fucking sick fuck.
Hit a man.
Oh, is that right? And he was screaming about necks or whatever.
I kept going, you know.
That's actually what Taylor's I Forgot That You Existed is about. She killed a man in the road.
I finally forgot.
Yeah, cruel summer for that guy.
The Ted Kennedy theme.
Can we discuss? I mean, obviously, she's wrong. It's hot girl summer.
Yep.
That's a good point.
I agree.
It's pretty hard to argue with that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So kind of one point against her.
Yeah. Tom, what'd you think of that one?
I like that song.
It's so
it's
good.
Fun. That's a fun song. I was thinking the whole time about... Hot girl summer, though. It's when you name it, she says it's a cruel. It's just like that hot girl summer thing really took off. And I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe she should have saved this one for next year, you know?
I hear you.
Or change it to the fall or spring or something.
Cruel fall does not have a good ring to it.
Cruel fall.
Cruel fall sounds like something you're like. A grandparent does.
Oh, what a cruel,
cruel fall.
She has the song about her mom. That's the song about her grandma.
Taylor,
I'm setting you up, Jeff. Tell your joke.
No way, I'm not doing the joke.
Do the joke.
What? Do a couple bits.
No.
This is like your Letterman.
Is it?
Yeah.
I'm already on the couch.
Yeah, sometimes Letterman would make people In the middle of their couch bit, they have to get up and do stand-up and then come back.
Yeah, and if it was good, you had to come back
to the couch. Yeah, or they have a chauffeur waiting for you.
To leave.
If the new Letterman show was called, "Our Next Guest Deserves No Introduction."
Oh, now it's a cruel damn summer.
Wow. Tommy pulled up his roast jokes for Jim.
Oh, my God.
That would be so hard to set up. Have you guys been watching this new Letterman show?
Yeah.
Yeah, did you hear the next guest is? It's Jeff Sheen.
People are like, woo!
For those of you who don't know, it's like he's, you know, he has guests. They're like a famous people. They don't need it in
like,
really much.
It's like Obama would be on there.
Yeah,
like,
you know who Obama is.
I love this album.
Yep.
And
Cruel Summer.
The next song.
Get this girl a White Claw.
You like White Claw, Jeff?
Love a White Claw.
What's your favorite flavor?
Oh, probably the green. Remember the green
one
is?
Lime.
Yeah,
that's a strange and bad call.
What?
Your taste buds are bad and you eat out of the trash.
Oh, yeah, tell us about that.
My God. Okay, tell you about the trash.
Please.
Okay, so we go dumpster diving.
You have to say who we is.
You know, we.
So no one thinks it's me and Tom.
Jeff identifies
all three of
as
us.
We.
This is not the royal we when you're in the trash.
Me and Chloe Radcliffe, friend of the pod.
The loyal we.
Nice.
She's not friend of the pod yet.
Friend of the pod. She dumpster dives, you know. Via Freegan is what they call themselves.
Via Freak?
They call them freegans,
okay.
You know, because they're free.
Because they're freaks.
Yeah, it is like this little meetup group, you know. This is some hippie people. And at one point, we're digging the trash, and somebody pulls something out and goes, "How much do you think this is?" And they go, "It's free." And they had this weird laugh.
Ugh.
And it's like, ugh, gross.
Truly makes me sick.
But they'll go outside, like a bagel shop, you know, or something, and they'll throw the bagels out at the end. And they're just like, they're fine bagels. They just put them in a trash bag. They're okay. They're not spoiled. And then you go, we're outside of a grocery store, and then it's got some
just
eggplant.
A bag of berries.
That's what grossed
me
out.
You told me about this berry
everything
bag.
Had packed. Like, this is all okay. But then somebody opened one, and it was just a garbage bag full of loose berries. Loose strawberries.
Yeah, that's a fruit you don't want to eat out of a trash bag.
You can't be doing the loose berries. I thought that was a bit. Somebody just grabbed one immediately. It just kind of, it was a little slimy. They ate it right away. No rinsing.
It was Chloe, wasn't it?
No, she brought them home and rinsed them.
Was it you, like some sort of Fight Club thing where it was you the whole time? You saw yourself outside.
Just, I was alone,
you couldn't
actually
process the things you were doing.
Chloe's not real.
So you met up with this weird meetup group, and then afterwards, you guys go out for drinks or whatever? You guys go to a bar and wait in the back and throw out?
Yeah, when they take the mats out and they hang them up to drip dry. If you put a cup underneath there, you can get some of that drip.
It does relate to Taylor Swift. During the 1989 era, she famously had her squad. And this is your version of that.
This is your squad.
Where she had like supermodels and Lena Dunham. You have
I got
trash divers and Lena Dunham.
Ah, damn.
Yeah. Lena,
I think
nice
you can do this
berry
for this roast too. I think we got a roast cooking. Jeff, you haven't said much back yet.
I need a roast back.
Well, he's not getting anything cooking. He's in the damn trash.
I mean, you got to cook off the bacteria.
I like being the guest.
Maybe this is how we'll do it every week. You can just be a guest.
You're always the guest.
I've heard of be my guest.
But be the guest? Sure. Where were we?
The third single, the one where it took a turn. Same thing with Reputation. The third single was gorgeous, and that one I really liked. The third single for this was the title track, Lover.
Oh, yeah.
And this is a very sweet, sweet song about her new beau, Joe Alwyn.
Damn.
The actor who was in The Favorite. I like this video.
We could leave the Christmas lights up till January.
Roasted line. Yep.
This is our place. We made the rules. And there's a dazzling haze, a mysterious way about you, dear. Have I known you 20 seconds or 20 years? Can I go where you go?
I'm gonna find the bridge of this one. So that's what I wanted to stop at. She says, you'll save all your dirtiest jokes.
I bet they're filthy.
Jeff, if you got any dirty jokes?
Yeah, give an example of what you think that would be. Let's say you're Taylor Swift's lover. What are the dirtiest jokes you're saving for?
Like a dirty joke?
You know any dirty street jokes?
I used to have a joke.
Well, do it like you're saying it to Taylor Swift.
Oh. Well, no, it was just a funny. I always used to tell Connor I wanted to have a threesome with him, you know? And then when he has sex with the lady, I'll just eat his butt.
Do you know what a joke is?
No. I just talk about dirty things.
Hey, Taylor, I saved this joke for you.
Is that...
All right, I got one for you.
You with you?
This is from an old friend of mine who did comedy in Bloomington. It's not his joke, but it's a street joke. It's what's the difference between jelly and jam?
Oh, I know.
What is it?
I kind of remember, but I'll ruin it because I'll just kind of.
It's something about eating jams, Connor's butt or
no,
whatever.
No, you jam something into something. You know,
yeah,
you get
I can't.
It.
It's I can't jelly my my penis into your butt.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
But he could jam
it. Oh, I'm sorry. You think Tay Tay wouldn't like that?
She'd like mine with Connor's better.
She'd be like, oh, take me now, Jim.
I love your dirty joke.
You'd be like, I just want to bang Connor.
So that's a sweet song.
The video's nice. I saw the video of this one. There's a they swim in a fishbowl.
They do.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, you don't see that every day.
Tommy, you got a dirty joke for Tay Tay?
I just want to say that I've noticed that you keep talking about people like everyone will know who they are. You've got we about being Chloe. You just keep talking about
that
Connor.
Was the most egregious one. People at least have heard Connor on this show. Oh, so yeah. They'll know old green shirt Delahanty. Yeah.
You got a green shirt on now.
Yeah, it's greenish. Yeah, it's green. Huh. Why not?
Look at that.
let's see. Swift is the only credited songwriter on this one. She said, this says, the songstress told Vogue that on Lover, she was really able to go to Bridge City.
Oh, Portland.
I really got into Bridge City Comedy Festival.
Bridge City sounds like where all the dumpster divers hang out.
Yeah, just a bunch of bags of loose berries under the bridge. True gold mine.
I really quickly do want to go back real fast because you said your favorite White Claw was lime. I feel like we didn't get a lot. Yeah, you're wrong about that. But
what's
also,
the best one?
Black cherry.
I also disagree with that, but that's a better answer. I go Raz Lime.
Ooh, I do like that.
Raz Lime? One.
Or just raspberry. I actually can't remember. I think they do a Raz Lime. I will say, I have to admit something. I was wrong. I was famously wrong. Tommy proposed to me, and I said no.
Oh, yeah. You should have said yes.
Hearing this music.
He's a catch.
Hearing this music and seeing him in the guest light that I've never seen.
Yeah.
No, what's it called? Bon and Viv?
Yeah.
Bon and Viv, he posited was better than White Claw.
I think the flavors are
better. I think he's right. I was at a wedding this weekend that there was many White Claw to be had. Then they brought out the Bon and Vivs, and then they brought out the Trulies, which our friend Mike Babrinskoy said was the best. And he is not unlike Jeff Sheen, a fucking idiot.
What the hell?
Oh, I'm sorry. Is that not how you like to be treated?
Yeah. What the heck? You're lucky you're the guest, Tommy. If I was the guest, I wouldn't be putting up with this.
Just talk about like Gallagher.
Yeah. What's a Bonnie Viv?
It's Bonnie.
They sing Come On Skinny Skinny Beverage.
That's pretty good.
Not bad.
Yeah, that worked.
Wait.
I worked it out over the weekend. No,
you talk about Bon Iver?
That's what you
Bonnie
stop Bridge saying it like that.
How do you say it?
Bon and Viv?
I do want to take issue with something.
Yeah.
Sure.
The term songstress.
Yes.
Because you don't call a man a songster. Like, hey, check out Songster Bob Dylan.
Oh, yeah. This is, you just listened to the song The Man or whatever on the way here.
Yeah.
A song I hate, by the way.
You know what? I when I first heard the song The Man off this album, I started making fun of it to all my Taylor Swift friends.
Yes.
And immediately realized the tides were turning against me. And everyone was like, this song rules. And I was like, yeah.
We'll get to the Facebook comments eventually, but there's a comment about this song that I was originally like in agreement with, and then I was like, oh, it's just that she's like, it's a song about how much better her life would be if she was a man, and how mm-hmm. she would get treated differently in the press,
yes.
and stuff, which is true.
Yes.
But I think the fact that she's like, I'd be more successful or something is kind of annoying, given that she was born into success.
Yes.
And then,
oh, yeah.
Not that she hasn't earned it,
yeah.
but she was born into like a good life. And then to be like, my thing isn't good enough was
King and Queen
a little irritating.
Well, as one of like the richest people in the country.
Yeah, exactly. Where it's like, what do you need more of that? Mm-hmm. Because it's the money thing. She talks about money in it. That's, mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway.
Yes. Okay, well, yeah, we got three. We're halfway through. So those are the first three, and then these are kind of scattered from the second half of the album. Just songs I really like. This one is called Paper Rings.
Ooh, I like it already.
Moon is high, like your friends were the night that we first met. Went home and tried to stalk you on the internet. Now I've read all of the books beside your bed. The wine is cold, like the shoulder that I gave you in the street. Cat and mouse for a month or two or three. Now I wake up in the night and watch you breathe. Kiss me once, cause you know I had a long night. Kiss me twice, cause it's gonna be alright. Three times, cause I waited my whole life.
So she talks about dirty dreams. Jeff, you ever have dirty dreams?
Oh, have I ever?
You, Connor, by the way.
I used to when I was younger.
But Connor's sober, so it's just you chug a bottle of wine.
I used to fantasize when I was like really young, you know, that I'd be home alone during a winter storm, and a nude lady would show up, and I would warm her up with my body. That was it, though.
Jumped in first, I went into. I'm with you, even if it makes me blue. Which takes me back.
One of my friend Gabe Leibovitz, who's a musician, pointed out that every Jack Antonoff, who wrote a lot of this album with her, all of his melodies are like do 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 do. He does that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And he does that with like all of his artists. He's big on that do 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 do.
I love this tune.
It's very catchy. It's just like straight up bubblegum.
I like a song, where I can like picture myself like spinning around a fire hydrant that's like going off during a hot sun.
And warming up some cold woman.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was
you picture during a hot summer? I picture during a cruel summer.
Oh, cruel, cruel.
I like this one. It just seems like a nice antidote. Like, Reputation was so like dark, and it was just like the whole thing was like about scandal and all that. And then this is just like good, clean fun that was kind of missing from Taylor.
Sure.
Yeah.
In recent years.
I hear you.
Next song is Death by a Thousand Cuts.
Yes. I think this is my favorite song on the album.
Yeah, this one's so good.
It sounds like the Super Mario 64 noise from when you jump into a painting.
Oh, yeah.
I can't pretend it's okay.
So one thing I love about this one is it's very like the verses, at least at the start, are very like throwback mid-2000s pop, like with just that one guitar part and her singing. It's just like it, and then it gets really dense and interesting with like background vocals and kind of a synth. And I don't know, it just I find it interesting.
Yeah, I like that song a lot.
What is that? Was that a harp?
I don't know. It sounds like it.
Sounds like I'd say it's a harp.
Apparently, this song was not inspired by one of Swift's own public breakups. Rather, the pop star penned it after watching a Netflix romantic comedy called Someone Great. The 2019 film tells the story of a couple who ended their relationship after 9 years.
Oh, yeah.
She was inspired by a Netflix film.
You can live through movies these
days.
Why
not?
Have you heard my song, Making a Murderer Rules?
Making a Murderer, I did it.
Yeah. 10 years ago when I was drunk behind the wheel and I hit that guy.
I helped frame Stephen Avery.
What's that song about? Oh, just my public breakup.
We should probably go to Facebook. We only have one song left, right?
Yeah, one song left.
Yeah,
go to Facebook.
Really,
I say we do the lowly play some other ones while we read through these.
I love it.
I like that harp. That's fun.
This is a song that almost made the cut. I'll play quietly while we read these. False God, which is a very sexy song.
That's a good title too.
False God.
Yeah.
Very sexy. A rare saxophone in a Taylor Swift song.
That's Bill Clinton playing also.
Really?
She's gone all the way non-apolitical.
She dragged him off of Epstein's Island to play for her.
Well, he, of course, just machine gunned Epstein to death with Hillary.
This is not. Oh, my God.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Machine gun?
Yeah, they broke into the prison. Mission Impossible style, of course.
I gave him my gun.
She was
it's my machine gun.
Oh, God. Do you think that the government should ban machine guns?
I got a whole trap. I got tons of these machine guns.
Rare, silly gun humor.
Yeah, you can have gun humor still, you know.
Hey, AR-15, as long as they're under 18. If you have any.
There we go. Yeah.
Playful gun humor.
I want to point something out in the Facebook comments that left me feeling betrayed and and feeling
was Brutus
misunderstood. Apparently, to you, I have to say, et tu, Tommy? I wrote, and I didn't fix it. I left it so that your joke would stand. I accidentally wrote, what I meant to write is, we're talking Taylor Swift's new album, Lover, on the pod tonight, if you got thoughts. I looked down to see the comment, hi, I'm Pirate Taylor Swift, and it's me new album, Lover. I spent hours wondering, because it got a lot of likes on here. I spent hours wondering, like, oh, is there like a pirate reference that I'm missing in the Taylor Swift thing? Like, I knew about the snake thing. So I'm looking up Taylor Swift Pirate. I'm finding nothing.
Wait, did you Google Taylor Swift Pirate?
I may have Googled Taylor Swift Pirate. I don't think I really. I think pirated music comes up.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, maybe a lot of people are pirating. It seems like a stretch of a joke, Tommy. And then, sure enough, I must only look at the mirror to find the joke reference I seek, because I had accidentally written, we're talking Taylor Swift, me new album lover. And boy, did it not slide.
Then Sean Donnelly really.
He took it. He took it to another level.
And he said lubber instead of
lover,
which was a perfect
and then,
tag.
Josh Gondelman writes, ha ha ha.
Notice that I wasn't included in Josh Gondelman's praise of the joke.
I did notice that.
Oh, I didn't. nicest guy in comedy. Huh?
Andrew Rudick writes so good about the album. He writes, so good, I'm thinking about getting my car windows tinted so strangers can't see me cry driving anymore. Well, maybe stop being such a pussy there, Andrew.
Oh my God.
Wow.
I respect it, Andrew.
I love
it. I like
Andrew.
How he said anymore. Just how long has he been cry driving?
Probably for a while.
Yeah.
No, I love Andrew. And I'm sorry I said that. Matthew Benjamin
sounds
writes,
like you were the rude dick.
How dare you?
Yeah. You're a lubber.
This is like the most sober we've been on this show ever. And like, this is the dumbest. Matthew Benjamin writes, 100 paper rings, the man and I forgot you existed. Oh, I said that very weird. I said, like, I'm purred now. All real standouts. Strong disagree. Liz McNamara writes, I have listened to Miss Americana and the Heartbreak Prince conservatively 50 plus times since the album dropped. The whole album is catchy as hell. Her singles always suck. I feel very vindicated by the quality of the rest of the album.
Nice. It's great.
That's a nice comment.
Adam Quaslow writes, me should have never been a single, especially when Paper Rings, I Think He Knows, and I Forgot That You Exist are on the album. Hannah Duncan, who offered to leave the voicemail this week instead of Jared, I should have taken up on from her because Jared opted out of taking, because he hadn't heard the album, so it didn't really make any sense.
I think he would have loved it. I'm going to say in good faith.
He might have. I'm curious. Let's see here.
I wonder if he would have given me one of those nice voicemails where he talks about how funny the guest is.
Well, he opted out. So.
Even before he heard you.
I mean, to be fair, I didn't tell him that you were the guest.
No, it's cool. It's funny.
Dang, cruel summer.
Teresa Lee writes, 1989 is much better. I'm sorry. And then Mike Carrozza writes, hey, why be sorry when you're right?
I agree. 1989, I think, is her masterpiece. I would agree with that.
Yeah.
Joseph Kincaid writes, about four songs too long, but overall great. False God is already top five Taylor songs ever made, and that's a hill I'm ready to die on. Well, it wasn't even top six, according to Tom.
I did say it almost made the cut.
Not including it feels like 1,000 cuts. Let's see. Do We Love It? Writes, Taylor is back to her truth. We all go through a weird brooding reputation phase, and we are all grateful when it's over, and we go back to being pink and heart-shaped. My girl is back to her country-type lyrics, and I love it. I played Lover so many times, my boyfriend is sick of it. Name drop. He's wrong, and he's going to dump me if he hears it one more time, but it's fine, because I'll just listen to the other songs in Lover, and I'll love on Hell Yeah.
Which he's really not going to listen to that song one more time?
Say what?
Never mind.
What are you talking about?
She said she's going to switch and listen to the other songs and not listen to that one song one more time. Did I mishear that?
I think you misunderstood. I think she's saying she'll listen to the other songs. Oh, wait. No, I think she's saying if he breaks up with her, she'll just listen to the other ones.
Oh, because they break up songs.
Maybe I misunderstood. That's how I took it.
I hear you.
Dewey and I are both in a music club on Facebook that can be very pretentious. And she posted
about
how much she loves Lover, and I was the only one to back her up on it.
Damn.
And I stood tall with her.
Nobody else did?
So this is how I find out about music club, huh?
The picture on the Facebook group is just you with a red circle and a line through it.
It says no Toms allowed, and I'm like, what about Tommy? It says no Toms. let's see here.
Wait, while this song is playing, can you guys tell? Does this reminds me of some TV show theme, and I can't figure it out. So let me know if it reminds you of it.
School bell rings, walk me home. Sidewalk chalk, covered in snow. Lost my gloves, you give me one. Wanna hang out, yeah, sounds like fun. Video games, you pass me a note. Sleeping in tents, it's nice to have a friend.
This part.
It's nice to have a friend.
Kind of sounds like the soundtrack to Where the Wild Things Are.
Interesting.
Maybe. Hey, if you got a guess, tweet it at us. This is one thing that would be nice for you to tweet at us, you sick fucks. No, actually, I really appreciate the tweets. Yeah, we've only very gotten nice tweets. Yeah, so keep those coming. And hey, if you want to rip on Sheen, join in on the fun. He likes it. He fucking jerks off to her.
Yeah, feeds me. You're just making me more powerful.
I thought the dumpster fed you.
Yeah. Treat me like the trash that I eat.
Oh, shit, you are what you eat. You're garbage. You're garbage berries.
The garbage berries taste like garbage berries.
All right, so there's just two more here that I'm seeing here. David Glasspool writes, so I am visually impaired, and I use screen reading software on my phone. I just realized... Oh, wait. No, this is about my name. Never mind.
I was confused.
Yeah. He said, I listened to the album, and I enjoyed it. I'm balls to the wall with my opinions, but yeah, it was good. That's good. Lucy Sinsheimer writes, it's genuinely a work of art. And then Tarek Beifashahi says, I almost didn't even bother based on my experience with Reputation, but Amazon Music kept insisting. Now I've probably listened to the whole album 6 or 7 times since Friday.
Hell yeah.
I was reading something kind of interesting about this, that she did hit number one, but the album didn't reach 1 million sales, which is wild, but I mean, it's because of streaming or whatever.
Yeah, nobody gets albums.
But she still sold like 900,000 or whatever, and it's just because she was able to like sell it along with, like, if you got merch, you got a free one, so it counted as a sale or something like that.
Huh. Mm.
Pretty interesting. She's a nice little, she's a real good businesswoman.
Yeah. You gotta
I tweeted
be.
About this, but my favorite Taylor Swift business thing ever was she, during Red, she did this weird cross promotion where she partnered with Papa John's. This is something that really happened, where you could call Papa John's and order a pizza and the album Red and get the CD. It's a real thing she did, and I thought it was so funny, especially now knowing that Papa John like loves to say the N-word.
Yeah, yeah. We should do that with the Popeye's chicken sandwich. If you get it, you just have an episode of our podcast.
You can get it.
Every bite, you hear another thing we say.
Yeah, just a few lines.
That's like crazy.
What about Connor's butt and berries?
I'm not hungry anymore.
Yeah, I don't want this sandwich.
The worst misuse of technology.
This sucks.
So I looked it up because I always think about that whenever the new Taylor album comes out. I always think about that story because I think it's so funny. And I found this quote she had. I'm excited to be partnering with Papa John's for the launch of my album Red. I love the idea that fans can order my CD with their pizzas.
When I was a little girl, I dreamed that someday. It is funny. That is an interesting thing to do. I don't know if we've talked about this on the show before, but I got into music burning because of a promotion like that that they had at Pizza Hut, where if you bought a pizza from Pizza Hut, they gave you a disc. And you could go online and download, you could burn music off of a library that Pizza Hut owned.
It worked
like shit. It was
like
terrible.
Spotify.
Yes. They invented Spotify.
It's the worst social network.
But yeah, I remember being so pissed that I couldn't get like Who Let the Dogs Out or whatever. They also didn't have a great library, I don't think.
Oh, yeah. It was just the CEO of Pizza Hut's library.
I've heard of Apple Music, but pepperoni pizza music?
He's just 8 records. I don't know. Give it to the pizza people.
Oh, God. It's like really overweight Winklevoss twins. Just like, I'm 5'8", 300 pounds, and there's 2 of them.
Oh, boy. Shall we hear the last song on this playlist?
Yes, which is, ironically, the song that my sister said was her favorite on the album.
Oh. Damn.
So this is Miss Americana and the Heartbreak Prince.
You know I adore you, I'm crazier for you than I was at 16, lost in a film scene, waving homecoming queens, marching band playing, I'm lost in the lights. American glory faded before me. Now I'm feeling hopeless. Ripped up my prom dress, running through rose thorns. I saw the scoreboard and ran for my life. No cameras catch my pageant smile. I
probably go to Hattie Hayes, because she gave us descriptions of every song. I want to see what said about this one.
Yeah.
She wrote a Facebook post with like really detailed descriptions of every song.
Yeah, there was...
Every song, huh?
I think I only skipped that because there was a link that I had to click here, but I can get to it. 1 second.
Hattie Hayes had a lot...
She gave a Swiftie.
She gave a long review. I didn't mean to miss that one because I referenced it earlier.
Yeah,
but she's a diehard. Got to respect the work she puts in.
Was she in the music group?
No.
But fucking Dewey's no. Love Dewey. Listen to the Bare Naked Ladies episode. She's a great lady. We gotta get her back in. So she wrote. This is a long thing. So this is. I gotta find where it is because the okay. So Miss Americana and the Heartbreak Prince. She wrote like a long review. You can see it in the Facebook comments. There's a link to it, and it's really, really in depth and good. And she ranks all the songs. She wrote second saddest song on this album. Yes, sadder than The Archer. This one, per Sarah's theory, is all about Taylor's shame and regret regarding her political persona or lack thereof. Taylor built her fame on the very same percentage of the electorate that elected Trump, and she regrets it. In quotes, my team is losing, battered and bruising, not just because of the PR side eye. By not coming out in support of Democrats in 2016, she unintentionally made things harder for herself, Miss Americana, and her fellow queer people in music. She understands that political discussion is largely futile in contemporary America. I don't really want to fight because nobody's going to win. But she regrets being wrapped up in her own universe, partially because of the press calling her selfish. In quotes, it's you and me. That's my whole world. They whisper in the heart. No, I'm going to talk.
Okay.
Yeah, she's a bad, bad girl. And because the all-American brand she's built is hiring in front of her. Wait. Oh, brand she built is hiring in front of her. I don't know. Play stupid games, trying to please everyone. You win stupid prizes being accused of supporting Nazis. Forget YNTCD. This is her first all-time, her first all-out political anthem. Very well put.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, so if you want to see more of that about this album, yeah, go to the Facebook. It's on Hattie Hayes. She comments it, and she posts a link that's very, very good. She put I Think He Knows as her number one on this album.
Wow.
Which I don't believe is on the six, correct?
It's not, no.
Damn. Yeah, there wasn't.
Death by a Thousand Cuts she did put as second, though. You need to calm down.
This is a little bit I Think He Knows?
Yeah.
Yeah, give me a taste.
Yeah, let's get a little nip of that.
Fun bass line?
I think he knows his footprints on the sidewalk lead to where I can't stop. Go there every night. I think he knows his hands around a cold glass make me wanna know that body like it's mine. He got that boyish look that I like in a man.
Oh, that's the Jack Antonoff I'm drawing
up the yeah, yeah.
It's like I'm 17, nobody understands. No one understands.
He got my heartbeat skipping down 16th Avenue.
Oh,
I mean, wanna see what's under that attitude. Like, I want you, that's my soul.
This is very bass heavy for a Taylor Swift track.
Yeah. I gotta say, I was kind of surprised. I just assumed Cornelia Street was on here.
It's a great song.
It was on your six, I mean. Only because of the street reference thing.
Oh, yeah. I
found myself being like, oh, hell yeah, Cornelia Street. Let's see.
Yeah, I'll play that a little bit for you.
Hey, where's Cornelia Street?
Where is Cornelia Street?
Is that Chicago?
See, I thought it was Chicago. This says New York, though. But I was imagining Chicago also.
That's what I was thinking.
She mentions drinking so much on this album. So I feel like she's talking to me.
Does she drink?
She does now.
Oh, she does now? Well,
there was a
this, with the orange man in the, with the Cheeto bag in the White House.
Would drive even the teetotaler of the South to drink. I can't talk. It's late.
Yeah, I hear you. Booze turn you liberal.
That is true. She started drinking. All of a sudden, she's got dumb ideas.
Can't hear God when you're drunk.
Yeah, God doesn't drunk text.
But there was a famous video of Taylor drunk dancing that came out around the time of the sale.
Oh, shit.
She's getting into it. Yeah, that song goes.
I like this song a lot.
Yeah, very catchy.
Hell yeah. Yeah, that one. I mean, I really liked, I believe it was, Soon You'll Get Better. It's actually funny, because I was going to point this out earlier, and then I forgot, but it's because her and Kanye West both have, like, a lot of stuff with their mom. Well, I mean, she has this song about her mom. But Hattie Hayes writes, at some point, I'm going to write a long essay about the way Taylor Swift and Kanye West have both made their mothers part of their respective musical canons, and the way they address loss and grief in a similar way, lyrically and tonally, throughout the entirety of their bodies of work, but not right now. Right now, I'm too busy crying about this song.
Oh, wow.
Which she ranked, like, 16th on this album. Or 15th.
You know what I say? Less musical cannons, more sheen guns.
Hey. You gotta say my sheen gun.
Yeah, it's my sheen gun.
Although sheen guns does sound like a hillbilly way to say machine guns.
They gotta ban the sheen guns.
It is a pretty big flex that she got the Dixie Chicks on her album and they only sing backups for her.
It's kind of fucked up. I listened to the song, didn't realize the Dixie, because I just had it on. I just had it playing while I was doing stuff, hanging curtains. I'm kind of a big man around here.
Oh, wow.
He broke a sweat.
All right,
that's
shall
the Dixie
we
Chicks?
Wrap this guy up?
Yes,
I really like that song.
Yeah, it's really.
It's very sad.
It's about her mom having cancer, and it's very sad. Yeah. And ooh. She talks about she doesn't want to make it all about her, which is like, it's great.
It's very good. I highly recommend it. Sheeny, Sheen Gun.
What do you think? Out of the six songs,
out of the six songs, you rate it out of six?
And these
playlist.
Were the six because we played like all of them.
Yeah, so
these
were six.
Give me the list again. Let me rate them.
All right, I Forgot That You Existed.
Well, you don't do it. What, he's just naming them.
Oh, okay.
Cruel Summer, Lover, Paper Rings, Death by a Thousand Cuts, and Miss Americana, and The Heartbreak Prince.
The Paper Cuts one, probably my one.
But you just give a ranking out of six.
Yeah, you just say
like a total
number
out of six. Like, let's say 5.5, 5.75, 5.8 out of 6, something like that.
We'll do 5.75.
Oh, you're feeding the fucking...
Yeah, I'll do 5.75.
You know he's an idiot.
Yeah. I'm not going to go 5.8.
You could say you lower numbers,
shut
too.
Up.
I like
going to 1.2.
I was going to do 5.5, but it kept going, so I'll give you 5.75.
I can't believe that worked. Hey, will you paint this white fence for me?
What color do you want it?
Yeah. Whiter.
Perfect for Taylor Swift.
I think I'm going to go 4 on this one. I did really enjoy it, though. But I liked some of the other songs a little more than I thought that I would. Yeah, Paper Rings I enjoyed, but it wasn't... That last song
I
would have
taken out.
Yeah, the Americana one's fine. You know what it is? I realized I like her... I liked the I Forgot That You Existed... Also more than I thought that I would. I liked Cruel Summer. I mean, I'm a sad boy. Or I like sad boy music. And so I like I really liked the Death by a Thousand Cuts.
I want to dance around fire hydrants.
Sure. Tommy, what do you rank this?
I'm going to go 5.5 out of 6. Paper Rings was the one we were listening through.
You made Jeff go higher than you?
I like it more than you do.
That was the one where I was like, I could have switched out for something better, like False God or... Yeah, but I don't know. I really love this album, and I was so relieved and happy that it was good.
Yeah.
Because I was really bummed by Reputation. And it was funny. I was listening to this album, and I was in the Hamptons, and I was on this porch looking at this like beautiful water by myself. And I was trying to rank the Taylor Swift albums in my head, and I was getting like stressed out about it. I was like, why am I doing this?
Oh, yeah. In the Hamptons, of all places.
I know.
Well,
But so I don't know where I would rank it. It's really hard for me to do that.
Hattie put it number one.
As number one album of all of them?
That is correct.
1989 is still my number one. But then I
realized it's hard for me to rank albums this fast after they come out.
I know. It's hard to, yeah.
Because it's like movie where you're like you're so affected by
the
that thing.
Bias yeah. yeah. But I think it's, of the seven albums, I would put it, it's in the top half.
Nice.
I'll say.
Jeffrey, thank you for being our, you don't, I mean, if you want albums, to, yeah.
Yeah, I'll be the same as my number one.
Mark.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, 5.75.
What do you got to plug? Is something you could ask as the co-host?
Oh, yeah. What do you got to plug, Tommy?
Oh,
our guest.
Tommy?
Yeah, our guest Tommy. What do you got coming up?
If you're in L.A., I'll be doing Hot Tub on Monday.
Hell yeah.
Very excited. I've never done it. It's supposed to be a great show.
Yeah, it's supposed to be hot stuff, baby.
Hot tub stuff.
I am, hey, Jeff asked me what I'm plugging to.
Oh, okay. What is
the co-host.
Yeah. what do you got coming up? What are you plugging?
I am starting a new show with Shane Torres and Phoebe Bottoms and Caitlin Cook at Turks Inn in Brooklyn. First show is September 18th, and we have David Cross, baby.
Ooh.
We have Dan Soder. We have a great lineup. We have more people coming. It's going to be
just keep it at David and Dan.
Freaking insane, buddy.
Yeah, it's going
to
be nuts.
So, how about you come
I'll
to a
come.
Show like that, you know? We also have the Found Footage guys.
What's the Found Footage guys?
Let's see here. Yeah, that's who we have for now. More to come. There's going to be some hot shit on this show. So we're going to have a live band. We're going to have drink specials. It's going to be crazy.
Live band?
That's right, baby.
It's going like so like to be like a full-blown wedding.
That's the end of the show. Thanks so much for coming out.
That's it. What? Are we going to play anything?
Nope. No, all right. Is there anything you want to plug?
No, not really.
All right. Bye. Keep it crispy. Check out the Patreon. We love you.